The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station. And of course, our broadcast studio station at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on the Las Vegas Boulevard, that famous boulevard here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We welcome you to the show. And of course, we welcome all of you that are seeing us and listening to us on YouTube. This is where you got to go. You got to go to YouTube, get to the YouTube site, then you punch in South Point Studios in the search bar. You get to the South Point Studios streaming network. You'll see us. You'll click on our icon, and then you're ready, set, ready to go to hear us and see us on the Race Day Show every race day morning, right here at the South Point Studios. And if you are a first-time visitor, just hit subscribe. It is free, no charge, to subscribe. And then you'll be able to participate in the chat room. And there's a boy, those guys are going at it in the chat room every day as well, talking about the good, the bad, the ugly, even some handicapping as well among the chatters on the chat box there. So we welcome you to the show if you're visiting us and watching us through YouTube. Of course, we have the other platforms as well. If you're running around town here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM 107.1 FM is our anchor radio station that you can hear our race day shows. And by the way, Sports Talk 1400 also has all of the USC football games this year and the Rams football games as well. They are the anchor station here in town for those broadcasts for football. And of course, anywhere else you get us, on the streaming at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global, I think I caught them all. And of course, your apps on your iPhones and your Androids, the KSHP app to hear us, and the YouTube app to see and hear us. And of course, for your iPhones and your Androids, and anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, and whenever, welcome to the Friday Race Day Las Vegas radio program. It is opening day at Santa Anita in Southern California. Opening day at Santa Anita for their fall meeting. And you know what happens in their fall meeting. They front load all of those Breeders' Cup winning your end stakes races in the first weekend, really the first and second weekend of the meet. Because we're getting very close to turning the calendar to October. We're just in the final days of September. And you know what happens on the first weekend, the first 2 days of November. That's Breeders' Cup. So they're front-loading all of the Breeders' Cup, the last of Breeders' Cup winning your in races early in the meet. And that, of course, will be tomorrow, the big California Crown Day of racing there, five stakes races. And of the five there, there'll be two Breeders' Cup winning your in races. Of course, really all of the stakes races now leading up to the Breeders' Cup, whether it's winner and you're in, are races that the intended horses going for the Breeders' Cup are making their final starts and their preps to get into the Breeders' Cup. Belmont Park will also, I should say, Belmont at Aqueduct, also will have four stakes races tomorrow. Two of those will be Breeders' Cup winning Narins as well. And of course, as far as those races are concerned, tomorrow at Aqueduct, the Woodward for the handicap division, the Joe Hurst for the turf division, and the Vosburg for the sprint. And we'll take a look, a quick look at those three races today with Jonathan Hardoon as well. And of course, John Linda will be on later on to give us a first look at the California Crown Day of Racing. So we're getting set for a big, big weekend as far as Breeders' Cup is concerned, because as you know, the Breeders' Cup, in case you don't know, 35 days, 4 hours, 32 minutes, and 9 seconds and counting until the Breeders' Cup. So it'll be, and we're going to have our Breeders' Cup special here. It'll be the Wednesday before the Breeders' Cup, not the Thursday, the Wednesday before the Breeders' Cup at 4 p.m. Pacific time, only on the South Point Studios network at YouTube. That's the only place you'll get the Breeders' Cup special. But Jonathan Hardoon, John Lindo, myself, and maybe some other surprise handicappers as well, taking a look at the Breeders' Cup coming up then that eventual Friday and Saturday. And, of course, the race day shows will go right through the Breeders' Cup every day right here where we are normally at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And then, of course, on Friday night, the first day of the two-day Breeders' Cup, on that Friday night after the first of the 2 days is complete at the Breeders' Cup, we'll be having a Breeders' Cup seminar at 6 o'clock here at the Grandview Lounge. That lounge is right next door, right next to the race book. It's set up like a lounge, so you'll be you can sit down and relax. You got tables and all that there, good stuff there, just like a lounge where the entertainment is at in the Grandview Lounge. And Jonathan Hardoon and John Linda will be there doing the Breeders' Cup seminar along with myself. And that'll be the Friday night, November 1st, right after the first day of Breeders' Cup. And it'll be at 6 o'clock in the evening. And then the next day, of course, the big, big day, the second big day of Breeders' Cup, and we'll have the grand ballroom open, the big grand ballroom with the big, huge theater-like screens for watching the races. There'll be the other racetracks available there as well on TV sets. Bank of betting windows. You got the kiosks there. You got food and beverage specials and all the good stuff. Big party happening in the ballroom, the grand ballroom on Breeders' Cup Saturday. And everything I just explained to you, everything I just said is free, including parking your car to get inside here. It's all free for the horse players, for everybody who wants to join us on the Breeders' Cup Championship weekend. And if you're thinking about coming in out of town for that, there'll be special Breeders' Cup special room rates for you as well. Just contact the racebook for that. Okay? All right. So, as I said, we're going to have California Crown had 7 horses entered in it. 1 horse is going to be scratched in that race, though. And we'll get to that with John Lindo a little bit later on. So there's only going to be 6 horses in the California Crown, 5 horses only in the Woodward, and 8 horses in the Lucas Classic. All 3 of those races tomorrow are races that will feed into the Breeders' Cup Classic in the handicap division. And, of course, the other races will be for the other divisions as well. All right. We were telling you about Adair Manor that retired yesterday. She'll be sold in the November sale at Keeneland, the Keeneland November sale. She's going on the market there. And now we understand that Shotgun Hottie, who has not been retired, but will be on the sales block in the November sale as well. So somebody else will be owning Shotgun Hottie after the November sale in the bidding there. And then we'll find out if the new owners will continue to race her or retire her as a broodmare as well. So two fantastic mares are going to be on the sales block in November at the Keeneland November sales there. All right, we've got a lot to cover on the show. Let's take a look at what happened yesterday at Aqueduct. Flavian Pratt had 3 wins yesterday at Aqueduct, and he's winning for his clients. He wins the first race for Brad Cox with a favorite, paid $2.70. Came back in the third race for Chad Brown, winning that race and paying $5 even. And then he capped off his 3-bagger for the day, winning the featured race, the John Henniger, with Moon Age Daydream. Moon Age Daydream was Flavian Pratt's 3rd win, this one for Jorge Abreu, paying $11.80, outrunning What Love Looks Like and Can't Fool Me. Of course, Can't Fool Me, Jonathan Hardoon's pick on the race, finished 3rd in that race. So Flavian Pratt had a big day yesterday at Aqueduct. And for the most part, it was a lot of favorites. The highest-priced winner of the day came in the seventh race, paying $25.40. So the pick six, a decent pick six payoff, $22,332 there. Churchill Downs, the big event of the day was the Asmussens. Now, you know, Steve Asmussen has this family tree of jockeys going on there. The youngest of his son jockeys who are riding right now is Eric Asmussen. Eric Asmussen. Well, Dad put him on a winner in the fourth race, a two-year-old maiden, Perfect Magic, that won for Eric Asmussen, giving Eric his 100th career win. So Dad gives him his 100th career win. That horse paid $22.20 for winning that race. And then it didn't take much more. It didn't take much more than a half an hour before Dad starts giving Eric maybe his second 100 wins. They came right back in the fifth race together, winning with Arthur and paying $7.98. So son Eric gets his 100th and 101st wins yesterday for Dad Steve Asmussen in the fourth and fifth races yesterday at Churchill Downs. So that pretty much takes a look at what happened yesterday, but we've got a full weekend to go, and this is Friday. So what we're going to do right now is take our first break, and when we come back, you'll get your racing menu, and then off with the handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lendo, and I do believe Jerry J is even back with us today. So we're just getting started, cranking up the weekend here from Las Vegas, covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, looking ahead and taking a look at the weather around the country. First of all, here in Las Vegas, right now it's 75 degrees out. We're going to get up to 105, so we're still in the 100-degree range during the afternoons, and that's just going to be the way it is for the rest of the weekend and for the early part of next week. But our overnight lows will be nice and comfortable, 75 degrees right now, and we're going to get up to 105 today. As far as the rest of the country is concerned, the big weather, as you know, is the hurricanes that just cranked through the bend of Florida. A lot of damage there, and now that hurricane is making its way up in the southeast. And as far as west, the hurricane has its reach as far west as Arkansas and Missouri, etc. It's going through places like Indiana, Ohio, and, of course, all along the southeast coast there as well. So our thoughts and our concerns go out to all of those folks, not only in the path, but the ones who were in the path of that terrible hurricane, Helene. So we'll wait and see the track conditions for any of the racetracks there. We just looked a moment ago. No cancellations today, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we have some cancellations, especially in racetracks in the areas where the hurricane will be hitting. So we'll just hold off on that. But for now, no cancellations as of yet. Temperatures, Miami 88, Tampa 89. You've got New York City 75, Chicago 73 and windy. And Phoenix, Arizona, the hottest spot in the nation. Again, 112 degrees is out there at Phoenix today. L.A. is going to be 79 degrees there. And so, let's take a look at the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. Because after all, that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times rolling out in the race book right behind me. If you are in another time zone, as we know you are with all of those streaming that we have around the world, obviously people are in another time zone. And so if you are, whatever time zone you're in, adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything. I don't want you to miss anything like an opportunity to make a bet on a horse and you miss it because you forgot to change the time. You know, we don't want you to do that. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay? Here then is the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 10 races today. Their first post time is 9:25. They have a small pick six jackpot carryover of $1,026 at Laurel. And again, first post time there for 10 races. Full fields too there, by the way, at Laurel, is at 9:25. And remember, got to check track conditions to see, first of all, if they're running and what the track conditions may be like, because that hurricane, now that it's made landfall, is still a lot of rain and a lot of wind associated with it. Delaware Park is next. They have 8 races. Their first post time is 9:30. That'll be 9:30 at Delaware Park. Next up comes Belterra Park. Belterra Park has a first post time for their 8 races at 9:35. Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. 10 races today at Churchill. And their first post time at Churchill Downs today is set at 9:45 after that twilight post time yesterday. Churchill's first post time with a small pick six jackpot carryover of $3,780. Remember, they hit it the other day. So $3,780, Churchill Downs pick six jackpot carryover, 10 races, and a first post time of 9:45. Then we get to Gulfstream Park. If they're running, and they say so far they are, Gulfstream Park is still on the docket to run. First post time at Gulfstream Park today is set at 9:55. 9:55 at Gulfstream. Remember, they had that mandatory payoff over the weekend in their jackpot, pick six jackpot, so they'll start anew today. And again, if they go, first post time at Belmont is at 9:55. All right, Belmont at Aqueduct. We know that Belmont at Aqueduct is running. Belmont at Aqueduct has a first post time today of 10:05. 10:05 at Belmont at Aqueduct. They say it is cloudy, 66 degrees. Track is labeled fast. Turf courses are labeled firm, which means the outer turf course will host races 2, 5, and 9. The inner turf course will host races 4 and 8. They say it's overcast, wind speed about 11 miles per hour, humidity 87%. Visibility, they say, 16 miles, and cloud cover is 100% there in New York today. Belmont at Aqueduct, first post time, 10:05. Feature race today is the 8th race, is the Ashley T. Cole at 1 1/8 on the inner turf course for 3-year-olds and up. A field of 10 before any late scratches in the race. The 9-5 favorite there. Make that the 6-5 favorite there is Pandagate with Dylan Davis. Close 8-5 second choice is City Man. Third choice at 9-5 is Dakota Gold. So we'll wait and see what happens there with main track onlys if there are any scratches. But it looks like a three-horse competitive race if they all go. First post time is at 10:05 at Belmont at Aqueduct. That's the Ashley T. Cole. It's the 8th race on the card. All right. Woodbine is next. They got a couple of carryovers there at Woodbine. Pick six jackpot carryover, $18,950. Their super high five jackpot carryover, $46,516. They have 8 races today at Woodbine. First post time is at 10:10. Santa Anita opens its fall meet today. First post time at Santa Anita today is 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock Pacific time today. 9 races. They got some new betting options there. We'll fill it all in with John Lindo a little bit later on. First post time Santa Anita on this opening day, 1 p.m. Pacific. Charlestown has 8 races. Their first post time is 4 p.m. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $21,701. Post time there, 4 o'clock. Monmouth at Meadowlands, all turf racing. 6 turf races today at Monmouth at Meadowlands. Pick six jackpot carryover, $6,358. First post time is also at 4 p.m., as well as Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows has 10 races. The first 4 are quarter horse races, all stakes races as well. The Altoon Derby will be the first race at 400 yards for 3-year-olds. And the Valley Junction Stakes race for 2-year-olds will be the 4th race on the card. Again, all 4 stakes races, 4 races quarter horse races at Prairie Meadows are stakes races, and then races 5 through 10 will be regular thoroughbred races. Prairie Meadows has a pick 5 jackpot carryover, $14,580, and again, first post time is at 4 p.m. as well. Remington Park has 9 races. Their first post time is at 4:30 at Remington Park as they get ready for a big Saturday card there at Remington. Remington Park's going to have a lot of great stakes races there, including, I should say, on Sunday. They'll have 8 stakes races at Remington Park on Sunday with the Oklahoma Derby and the Remington Oaks headlining those 8 stakes races. And that's your menu for today. All righty, now we'll go to Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan Hardoon standing by for us. And Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. We got a lot of, Remington Park, you know, each one of those racetracks that are not the premier racetracks around the country always have their big day of racing. And Remington Park is going to have theirs on Sunday with the Oklahoma Derby and the Remington Oaks, 8 stakes races there. So that'll be interesting, that's for sure. And, of course, a Southern California horse scratching out of the California Crown on Saturday to be at the Oklahoma Derby on Sunday at Remington Park, Indispensable. Indispensable is going to go to the Oklahoma Derby at Remington on Sunday, scratching out of the California Crown stakes race. So that will leave a field of just 6 in the California Crown.
And Baffert has 3 of them. So
yes,
there
yes.
you go.
Yes,
3 out of the 6.
Yeah. Well, you know, so the more things change, the more things stay the same, I guess. In any case, Belmont and Aqueduct is going to have 4 nice stakes races tomorrow. And, of course, the Woodward, always a key race as far as the handicap division, came up kind of light.
It did. And let me just find the race. Let's see. What race is it? It's the 4th race. Yeah, only 5 horses, Ralph, and it's a horrible race. It really is. It's 1 1/8 mile, and it came up real weak. It looks like a 2-horse race. Skippy Longstockings and Croupy, those 2 look to be better than the rest of them. But again, it's only a 5-horse field. I have no idea how you're going to make any money in it, but at least they put it early in the card. They get rid of it early, so it's only involved in the first pick 5. I think they have 3 pick 5s there tomorrow. They have 12 races on hand. There are a couple of good races later in the day, and that's not one of them.
Well, let's put it this way. When you got a 5-horse field like that, it becomes kind of a chess game among the jockeys. Because, first of all, when you only have 5 horses, the first thing you look for is the speed. And will the speed horse that possesses early foot be a lone speed horse? And then you work from there, right? And so... Croupy, I think.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Skippy Longstockings looks to be loose on the lead. Croupy needs some help.
Yeah, he does.
He comes from way back. But, you know, if the other horses are just too slow. I mean, Skippy Longstockings has a big edge there. Spraying from the rail. He is the only speed in the race. And he's going to be short. The good race there tomorrow is probably the Vosburgh, the ninth race, 7 furlongs. That has a field of 7. It's a pretty contentious race, but at least there is some value in that race.
Well, yeah, the Vosburgh and the Joe Hirsch, I think, on the turf will be good as well. But the Vosburgh, you're right, has 7 in it. And the morning line favorite is not a big morning line favorite at 5-2. That's Comedy Town. And then you've got horses like Baby Yoda, Dean Delivers, Scotland, all horses that are well within winning that race.
Yes, Scotland's coming up to the race really in good form. This horse, he's 7-2 on the morning line, and I think he's the right horse in there. I mean, I'm sure we'll discuss it more tomorrow, but that is the horse that I clearly like best in the race.
Well, and I think in that race, Bill Mott has kind of got it cornered because not only is he the trainer of Scotland, but he's also the trainer of Baby Yoda, who is also one of favorites in the race. With Dylan Davis aboard. So he's going to have a 1-2 punch in that race.
Yeah, but Baby Yoda's 9-2, and Baby Yoda really loves Saratoga. That's where he does his best running. And this year, his last 2 starts at Saratoga, Well, neither of them were very good, but he ran up against some really nice horses. Mulliken beat him last time, and Nakatomi beat him two starts back. That was in the Forgo and the Alfred G. Vanderbilt. Those are both grade one stakes that he's coming out of. So he gets class relief here. This is only a grade three. Those horses were better than these. But again, I think he does his best running at Saratoga. I would look to beat Baby Yoda.
Well, the Joe Hirsch has an interesting dynamic because in this race, it's a mile and a half on the turf. It's a marathon turf race. And you have a mare going against the boys, and that is Warlike Goddess. Bill Mott and Junior Alvarado get back together again at 8-5 on the morning line. But you got Godolphin in there with Silver Knot, the British bred. Dylan Davis will ride again for Charles Appleby at 2-1. So this is going to be kind of a nice little throwdown among these two.
Yeah, well, Charles Appleby ships in with Silver Knot. Davis is going to climb aboard because Pratt's going to be in Southern California tomorrow. He's spending the day at San Diego. So all these horses that Pratt was on opens up, and Dylan Davis is going to ride for the first time. But that's clearly the horse to beat. Listen, Warlike Goddess, the seven-year-old mare, she absolutely loves Aqueduct, and she loves the distance. She's 7-for-10. With a second and a third, so she's pretty good. But Silver Knot, clearly the horse to beat in there.
Well, and you got Christophe Clement and Joel Rosario, a good team together as well, with a horse that figures to get some money in Far Bridge. So this is going to be an interesting race.
Yeah, it's a mile and a half, so you have to be able to go the distance. Far Bridge tried the distance one last time out, and he won at the distance, so he can handle it. You know, when you're dealing with these marathon races, not so much the numbers, it's whether you could handle the distance or not, and Far Bridge certainly can.
And, of course, at Churchill Downs, you got the Lucas Classic for the handicap horses as well there. And in that race, the 2-1 favorite is Hit Show amongst a field of eight. And so it's going to be interesting, that's for sure, tomorrow, at least for the handicap division. Horses that are heading towards the Breeders' Cup Classic. And we'll talk a little bit more about maybe that race and the California races tomorrow when they run. But right now for today, we've got Santa Anita and Belmont at Aqueduct. Always when a meet first opens, we have no idea really except by judging some of the morning workouts how the track has been laid out and playing since the last time they competed there with the maintenance and everything else. So Santa Anita will kind of be working through what may be or may not be any track biases for today. First post time is at 1:00 at Santa Anita today. No stakes race, but an interesting card, that's for sure. And, of course, Belmont at Aqueduct. You've got the feature race there. The Ashley T. Cole goes as the eighth race there. And I think you have an opinion in that race.
I do, Ralph. It's the eighth race today, a mile and an eighth on the inner turf. And I like the number four horse in here, Hush of a Storm. Listen, Brad Cox has a million horses. When he goes out and claims a horse, obviously there's a good reason behind it. He claimed this horse two starts back at Saratoga, ran him last time out at the Presque Isle Downs on synthetic, returns to turf today. Flavian Pratt climbs aboard. You got a generous 5-1 on the morning line. I like number four, Hush of a Storm, to upset and win today's eighth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
All right, Belmont at the Big A. The Ashley T. Cole is the eighth race. You like the four. Here's the scratches in that race. The 8, Pandagate, the 9, Olympic Dreams, and the 10, Cicio Bello are all out. The 8, 9, and 10 are out of that race. And so you still have two horses. One's at 8-5, City Man with Rosario, and 9-5, Dakota Gold with Dylan Davis. And you say you're going to upset them both with Flavian Pratt riding Hush of a Storm, the four horse in the eighth race, the Ashley T. Cole today, right?
Yeah, Ralph. The three horses they scratched were all entered for MTO.
Yeah,
so
track,
when you see Panagate as a 6-5. Morning line favorite, that was if the race comes off the grass.
Yeah.
But it's not coming off the grass, and he's not running. So that is correct. I like number four, Hush of the Storm.
Okay, you got it there. Mm-hmm. But we still have two horses the morning line maker couldn't separate by more, and one's 8-5, one's 9-5. But we're going to beat them both, right?
We're going to separate them with the five winning.
That's a good way to look at it, the five. If the five wins, we're not going to win it because the Hush of a Storm is number four.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. So the four, Hush of a Storm in the eighth race, not to confuse folks now, the eighth race, the four, no. Hush of a Storm is the play. All right. Let's go to Santa Anita.
I was looking at Santa Anita. That's why I said, anyway, Santa Anita today, you make a great point. Who knows how the track's going to be playing? Is it going to be a speedway? Is it going to be closes? So the easy way around that is to handicap a turf race, because for the most part, the turf course has a lot better chance of being fair than the main track does on opening day. And we're going to look at the seventh race today, a mile on the turf. And I really like the number five horse in here, Promissio. This is a three-year-old colt from the Doug O'Neill barn. This horse is an improving horse, getting better with each start. 2-for-4 at Santa Anita, 2-for-4 at the distance. I like the rider switch today to Hector Berrios. And what's best of all, I like the 6-to-1 on the morning line. Number 5, Promissio, upsets and wins today's seventh race out at Santa Anita.
And Berrios really knows how to ride that turf course. As a matter of fact, he's just really good on the turf, no matter where it is in Southern California. So you got a guy who knows how to negotiate those two left turns on the grass. And then the seventh race, number 5, Promissio is the play, the 5, Promissio, in the seventh race today at Santa Anita. Now, we know you have sheets for Santa Anita. We know you have a sheet for Belmont at Aqueduct. But you also have one for Churchill.
Correct. Three tracks up today. Churchill, Santa Anita, and Belmont at Aqueduct at JONHARDOON.com.
All righty. And we will talk to you tomorrow and look at those other races we didn't get to today. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. Coming up next, we'll go to Rich Ang standing by. And then, of course, John and Jerry yet to go. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday as we kick off another great weekend of horse racing, Las Vegas style. We now go out to Rich Ang standing by. And Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, the hook got them yesterday, last night. The hook got the Cowboys.
Well, that was a good example, Ralph, of shopping for price.
Yeah.
And when you buy your ticket. Because the look-ahead line for the game was 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
It opened at 5. It bounced around between 5.5, 6, 6.5. So if you bet the Giants, you should have been able to win the game. You know, you talk about the 5.5, 6, 6.5. But if you bet the Cowboys, your only chance to get out would have been the a push at 5. And there were a few things, Ralph, in that game that really stuck out to me. One was the Giants were able to move the ball really well between the 20s. but they weren't able to punch it into the end zone, so they ended up kicking five field goals. Dallas, you know, that last field goal that the kid missed, Ralph, it just drove me crazy what Mike McCarthy, the coach, did. Usually what a coach would do when they're trying to run the clock out and then kick that field goal is they will let the clock run down and then with 1 second left on the play clock, call a timeout, and then you can just trot out your field goal kicker and your field goal team and get the job done. But for some reason, they didn't call a timeout, and they were rushing out on the field, and they kicked the ball with like 6 seconds left on the play clock. And, of course, the kid kind of was rushed, and he pushed it out to the right. I mean, it was just I was just pulling my hair out of my head when McCarthy did that.
Well, you know, and you sit there and you look at it, and you know that half a point was really dangling there. When he goes out and is getting ready to kick the field goal to end the game, you know, all intents and purposes to end the game, here's a guy who made a 60-yarder with plenty of room to spare and another 50-yarder during the game, and then he misses that one. You know, people had to be going crazy. Had to be going crazy in the sports book. One way or the other, that's for sure. But that's what it's all about in sports betting and football. And more to come, of course, on this weekend. Of course, we got opening day today at Santa Anita. So I know you have a full sheet for Santa Anita today, Richie. And where are we going for a pick?
Yeah, let's go to race number 8, Ralph. It's a mile claiming a 10. And the trainer I like to bet a lot, especially when you drop horses in class, is Steve Knapp. And Steve has the number 6 horse, Fly the Sky. This horse has been running on the grass a lot, but against much classier opponents. Does have 9 career starts on the dirt, but this is plummeting in class for Knapp. Big rider switch to Antonio Frasu. 5-2 in the morning line. I think this horse in class alone is a huge contender. So let's go with the 6, Fly the Sky in race 8.
All right, 8th race at Santa Anita, number 6, Fly the Sky, the 6. In the 8th race, Rich Ang's play. Don't forget, Rich has got a full sheet for Southern California, which means the full sheet today for Santa Anita. You can get it right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks a lot, Rich. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, John. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. And we will be back with John and Jerry to wrap up the show. John Lendo standing by from Southern California. Can't wait to find out all the great stuff that's getting ready and set to go at Santa Anita. We'll be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Good. The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. They are chatting away on the chat box here on the Race Day YouTube page. And we have a listener for the first time, I think, from the United Kingdom. So hello out there from the United Kingdom. In any case, we'll go back to our kingdom here. And that, of course, Southern California standing by is John Lendo on opening day at Santa Anita. John, good morning.
Hey, Ralph. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. We got a lot of stuff happening in Southern California. Of course, today is kind of like the prelude, kind of a ramp-up for the big racing tomorrow. Early post times. We got a horse scratched out of the California Crown. Of course, a lot of other news to get to. A lot is being said about what Santa Anita says are new bets they're offering, but it's kind of like repackaging.
Yeah, well, you know, with the closing of Golden Gate, we lost those golden hour bets between Golden Gate and Santa Anita, so they've kind of refocused a couple of those bets back to Southern California, including they had that $5 golden hour double. Well, we're going to do that double now at Santa Anita on the last two races with a $5 minimum and a 15% takeout.
Uh-huh.
And the last pick three at Santa Anita every day will be a 15% takeout and a $3 minimum as well. And don't forget, too, we still have that $3 all turf pick three, the last turf races, last three every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a $3 wager as well. So they've backloaded the card with some discounted takeout wagers, and I think that's good for the horse players.
Discounted takeout wagers, but higher minimums to participate in the pool. I know that I saw a tweet a message on X the other day that said inflation has hit horse racing too. But that's not really the case, because although you're placing a higher minimum bet, the takeout is what counts, and they are lowering the takeout there. And the pick six is going back to a $2 minimum?
It's a $2 minimum. It'll be the 70-30 split that we're used to. And the purpose of that, Ralph, I think they had no carryovers at this meet last year at Del Mar this summer. They only had two carryovers. And the track wants to get a carryover once in a while, because that's a lot of fun for the horse players. So they're going to bump that minimum bet to $2. You know, and it's the horse player's choice. If you think it's too expensive, you don't play. If you have an opinion or two and you can limit your ticket a little bit, you can still get in there. And if people are wrong one day, you can jump in and go after the carryover.
Nah, yeah, I love that fresh money in there, that's for sure. I know that obviously Golden Gate is closed, but Gulfstream Park isn't, and they used to have the Coast to Coast Pick Fives. That's still available now?
That will be back here on weekends between Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. It's a dollar minimum like it was. It's a 15% takeout, which is great. And for this year, for the first time, it'll be a retail wager, which means none of the computer-assisted wagering groups can jump in, so you're playing against players. So, again, some good moves for the horse player.
All right. Tyler Bays got a bench time?
Yeah, he picked up another one of those He's a Whip suspensions, but because it's his second offense, he will sit out today and tomorrow. So no Tyler Bays the first 2 days of the meet.
All right. Now, I want to update what happened to Jeremy Laprida out at Los Alamitos. He took a spill there, and I guess it was a little bit more damaging than we first thought.
Right. He got dropped in a race last Friday at Los Alamitos. The initial reports weren't too bad, but he came up with a bad shoulder, and I think he actually broke his arm. So he'll be out a couple of months minimum for what I understand. So best wishes to Jeremy Laprida. You know, a hardworking guy, gets him out here and there, and it's tough for guys like that to sit out that long.
All right, now the California Crown coming up tomorrow, $1 million purse in Southern California, and there were only seven horses entered, now only six, because Indispensable, the three-year-old, is going to go to at Remington Park for the Oklahoma Derby on Sunday for a purse value of $400,000.
Right. I think they saw National Treasure and Muth in the California Crown. They decided to put him on a bus and get him out to Oklahoma. He'll run out there on Sunday. That's this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Smith will be out there, too. We've got some California horses, including EJ won the cup in that Oklahoma Derby. But Indispensable will run in Oklahoma on Sunday.
Yeah, EJ won the cup. We'll get to Mike Smith riding for Doug O'Neill in that race. So we got a couple of Southern California horses that will spice up the Oklahoma Derby there at Remington Park. And, of course, big racing day tomorrow, a lot of races. How many races do we have on tap tomorrow?
10 races tomorrow, 10 races Sunday. Tomorrow only, first post will be 12:30. We're 1 o'clock today. We're 1 o'clock on Sunday. But with all those entertainment things going on between races tomorrow for the California Crown on track, 12:30 first post time on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have a lot to do on scene live at the racetrack, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of different events going on out there, and I'm interested to see how that works out for the, you know, a different kind of day for Southern California.
Well, John, you know, of all the stakes races, the five stakes races tomorrow at Santa Anita, the California Crown, of course, with six horses in it, kind of a limited situation, but there are two Breeders' Cup win and you're in races. That's one of them, but there are five stakes races overall. Which of the five stakes races intrigues you the most?
I think the most wide open is the 80D, and that's 6.5 down the hill, purse of $750,000. You got a full field in there. I love the downhill sprints. I'm with John Hardoon. I wish they would use that downhill course more often. But, you know, you've got a horse coming from the East Coast, Big Invasion, coming off a win in the Harvey Pack at Saratoga. You've got horses that have won down the hill, like First Piece, shortening back up. And that route to sprint angle is very strong coming down the hill at Santa Anita. You've got a three-year-old who's never been beaten sprinting in the U.S. On turf, and that's King of Gosford. It's a good race top to bottom. You got the track record holder in there, too, Noble Reflection, although I think he's better when he gets to race on Lasix, and he does not get that chance tomorrow. It's a really good race, Ralph. It's a wide-open race, and the race will be fast from start to finish. So that I'm looking forward to that. That's race 8 on the card tomorrow.
All I can tell you is I looked at that race, and the first thing that came to my mind was the all button.
Well, I tell you what, don't overlook a cowbird on the rail, too, a horse named Johnny Padres. I didn't mention him. He ran second to Motorious, a very good sprinter in the Green Flash at Del Mar. That was 5 furlongs. He's won down the hill before, and he's got a wicked late kick. And the way this race comes up with all the pace, if Umberto Rispoli can find a spot, look for this horse, Johnny Padres, to come running late.
All right, well, we're getting set up for tomorrow's big races, but you know what? We'd like to build the bankroll a little bit today, and we know that you have the Linda Report for today's opening day at Santa Anita right now here at the South Point. Only here at the South Point, free of charge, can you get the Linda Report in the gaming capital here at South Point in our racebook. Free of charge compliments because they love horse players here, and John Lindo's Linda Report as well. And so, John, you know, you got selections in every race. You got a suggested late pick 4. You got all that goody information we just talked about all in one comprehensive sheet. The Linda Report, and again, available only in one place, and that is at the South Point free of charge here in Las Vegas. What are we doing to open the card? Let's get a winner.
Let's go to race 2 today at Santa Anita. In the second race, number 1, Dr. Ray D, was coming off a bunch of Tapita races in Florida. Took a lot of dirt in her face down in Del Mar, but she finished up really well. Ran 3rd that day, again, first time against older horses. With that experience behind her, I think she's going to move forward today. From the inside, there's not as much pace in this race. She'll be a little closer than she was last time. At 3-1 on the morning line, I think number 1, Dr. Ray D, very live, race number 2 today at Santa Anita.
Second race on the card. That, of course, is the start of the early pick 4. The second race, number 1, Dr. Ray D. The one in the second race, John Lindo's pick off the Lindo Report. Get the rest, the Lindo Report right here at South Point. And for those folks who are not here at the South Point, they can get you through the internet too, right?
Right. You can go to todaysracingdigest.com and my selection, the Lindo Report, as you see it at the South Point, is available there.
All right. You got it. Thanks a lot, John. Let's get ready for tomorrow.
All right, Ralph. Good luck today.
All righty. You got it. Let's go to Jerry Jackowitz. Yeah, he's back. Jerry Jackowitz, good morning.
Yeah, not too bad. Feeling pretty good.
All right, my
man. Did you enjoy my Giants last night? Did they play a heck of a game?
They did. They did play a heck of a game against the Dallas Cowboys. It was kind of, sorry they lost, but somebody had to lose and somebody had to win. In any case.
Well, somebody had to catch a pass at the level,
at
the sideline.
Exactly right. Somebody did have to catch a pass there.
You know, they give Daniel Jones a lot of whatever, but that was a fantastic play he made. And unfortunately, their star receiver
wasn't much of a star in that position. Yeah. Okay. Well, we got Belmont at Aqueduct today. We got Santa Anita going. I ask you the same thing I ask the other handicappers. When we open a meet and the track hasn't been raced on in a long time, it's kind of a catch-can to find out if there's any track biases or what's going on with the track condition, right?
Well, that's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. I always start thinking it's an honest track and then go from there. Mm-hmm. It's sort of the natural place to start. Years ago, I would have started with it being a speed-favoring track, but they tend to be more honest now and as a rule. And you go from there and look for horses, who really perform very well at Aqueduct and don't perform so well elsewhere. Maybe is a tell that they like that Aqueduct air or the footing or whatever.
Well, I was referring to Santa Anita on its opening day, though.
Oh, well, Santa Anita is just exactly the same thing.
Okay,
just
good.
Switch. Just take out the word Aqueduct, put the word Santa Anita.
That's good enough. Let's get started. Get some picks. Belmont at Aqueduct.
Okay. All right, let's go to Aqueduct. Let me click here. We'll go to the.
I'm sorry, but you're not going to go to the ninth race because your feature play is scratched.
Oh, never mind. We'll come back to Aqueduct in a minute. Let's go to Santa Anita.
Okay, I knew you were going to go there, Jerry. That's why I tried to circumvent that.
Well, you saved me, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the 7 early on, which is a feature play on your sheet, got scratched in the last race at Belmont, at Aqueduct. And now let's go to Santa Anita first then.
Okay, let's go to the 6th race, Ralph. Mm-hmm. I mean, the 4th race, number 6 in the 4th race, Stick Shift.
Okay.
Very similar, actually, early on. This is a horse that I think is actually showing some improvement in his last race, going to a different condition that really should benefit him today. You know, 1 mile at Santa Anita, and let's see how he does. I think he's an improving, 3-year-old. I like the last race on him. I'll take the 6, win in place, play the 6 with the 1, 2, 3, do reverses. But the 6, Stick Shift.
All right. In the 4th race, we're going to gear up for a win in the 4th race with number 6, Stick Shift. The 6 over 1, 2, 3 and reverse. The 6 in the 4th race at Santa Anita. Now we'll work our way back to Belmont at Aqueduct.
Yeah, let's go over to the 4th race.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you a win place bet here.
All right.
Number 2, Tony O for David Donk, Romero Mara. And again, we're looking at a horse that's starting to show a little bit of improvement in his racing form. Cheap horse with cheap field. Give him a little shot. He's raced a lot. The win play seems like it makes a lot of sense here.
Okay. So in the 4th race, you like the 2, Tony O, Tony O. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you link-ups for this thing. You ready?
Oh, cool. I'm ready.
The 4, Make Our Moment, the 7, Kent Tunney, and the 9, Charming Jim, 2 over 479. That's me. That's just the way I'm going to play it, the 2 over the 479, and of course there'll be a reverse. But you like the 2 as a win bet at 8-1 in the 4th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. And by the way, folks,
I've got a quick tease for you, Ralph.
Yes,
real
sir.
Quick. In the 2nd at Santa Anita, where John likes Dr. Ray D.
Yeah.
I have 2 star horses in the race.
Yes, you do, and I'm gonna link them up with his horse as well. Jerry J's Power Pages for Belmont Aqueduct and Santa Anita available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. 5 seconds, do it.
It's Ralph Sorokin at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas,
online
at kshp.gov.